Hello and welcome to Southern Middle Tennessee Today on WKOM and WKRM Radio. Your hometown news broadcasting from the Debbie Matthews Nashville Realty Newsroom in Columbia, Tennessee. I'm your host, Tom Price. Today is Thursday, March 7th, and we start with local news. The Maury County Regional Planning Commission reapproved by a 4-3 vote last Monday a proposed development which would add 115 homes off of South Cross Bridges Road in Mount Pleasant. Those who voted in favor included Mark Cook, Peter Jensen, Mike Diaz, and Chairman Harold Delk. Those who opposed were Meredith Hijack, Sam Kennedy, and Vice Chairman Randall Webster. The concept plan for the property, which is currently zoned rural residential, was originally approved last October. However, following traffic concerns, staff suggested reapproval under the condition that developer Harpeth Valley Homes work with the highway department. Bruce Peden, who represents the property owners, said the road and highway department had 15 months to request a right-of-way on both sides of the road. There's no evidence whatsoever to support this requirement. In fact, the requirement renders the project totally impossible, Peden said. Shalene Lewandowski, who resides on South Cross Bridges Road, expressed safety concerns, stating her children would be affected by the development. The rite of passage, there is 30 feet from the center of the road, she said. It would put my children in danger of the traffic that would move through from those 115 lots, she said. Questions were also raised over residents receiving water services. I am well aware from a public service standpoint, we had to take fire trucks and had firefighters handing out water to residents of Mount Pleasant, Commissioner Peter Jensen said, referring to January's weather-related potable water supply issues. That's a big concern of mine, to make sure they have the proper water, he said. Jake Wolliver, an attorney at Wolliver & Carter in Columbia, said the roadway will need to be expanded in order to provide emergency services. This developer that wants to bring the city 115 homes across the street in a big open field doesn't want to have to pay and bear the cost to expand that roadway, Wolliver said. That roadway is going to need to be expanded because with 115 homes, Maury County is going to have to provide emergency services, he said. The commission ultimately reapproved the concept plan under 13 staff recommendations, including coordination with the highway department on off-site road improvements following the analysis of a road study. Other conditions include installing fire hydrants at both intersections, provide updated water availability, and submitting proof of convenience and necessity for the state, among others. All changes must be made prior to the preliminary plat being presented to the planning commission. Tennessee Governor Bill Lee and Department of Economic and Community Development Commissioner Stuart C. McWhorter announced yesterday the 50 recipients receiving funding through the Infrastructure Planning Grant Program, or IPG, program. The $10.7 million in funding is part of the Rural Economic Opportunity Act and will assist communities and utility districts across Tennessee with long-term planning for their water and sewer systems. Ensuring all Tennesseans have access to clean water starts with investing in the right infrastructure, said Governor Lee. I thank our General Assembly for funding this program and commend the 50 grantees for stepping up to help our community strengthen local infrastructure and plan for the future, he said. The IPG program is open to utility systems that serve distressed counties and rural communities on the financially distressed utility system referral list. Funds can be used in the following program categories: water system mapping and modeling, water system analysis, sewer system mapping and modeling, sewer system analysis, asset management related activities, and regionalization studies. Without strong infrastructure, communities cannot grow or attract business and industry, said Commissioner McWhorter. I congratulate those receiving funding through the IPG program and look forward to seeing how these 50 projects will spur future economic growth. The grants awarded included one to the City of Mount Pleasant, who will receive $405,000. Sunday, February 25th, was a beautiful day with temperatures in the high 50s and sunny skies, perfect for a plunge, a Maury County Special Olympics polar plunge. The event was a rousing success from top to bottom and included 75 individual plungers. The plunge was held at Muletown Rec in Columbia and was a collaborative event between Maury County Special Olympics, Special Olympics Tennessee, and Muletown Rec. The event raised over $13,000 for Maury County Special Olympics, well overshooting the group's goal of $10,000. The money will go towards providing year-round training and competition for athletes with physical and mental disabilities. The Polar Plunge consisted of individual plungers and group plungers. The top fundraisers included Special Olympics athlete Halliday White, and plungers included the King's Daughter School Mules as well as the Muletown Rec Lifeguards. The biggest draw of the event was a costume contest between the plungers. There were a variety of costumes ranging from superheroes to professional skateboarder Tony Hawk, and even a plunger dressed as the famous Tom Hanks character, Forrest Gump. Even Muletown Rec marketing director Catherine Davis was dressed as a caped crusader. The dynamic team who brought the event together consisted of Shannon Neff, area director of Special Olympics Maury County, and Catherine Davis, the marketing director of Muletown Rec. Davis's facilities at Muletown Rec were immaculate, and Neff brought out the participants. Together, the two did an amazing job hosting the event. Neff is not only the Maury County Area Director for Special Olympics, but she is also a recreational therapist with the King's Daughter School in Columbia. There will be other opportunities to volunteer with Maury County Special Olympics, such as the state basketball tournament held at Lipscomb University from March 8th through the 9th, and spring games to be held at Columbia Academy on April 26th. If you're interested in any upcoming events, contact NEF via the Special Olympics Tennessee website at www.support.specialolympics.org by entering Maury County Area 6 in the search bar. Columbia State Community College's Williamson campus celebrated its expanding landscape with the grand opening of its new Arts and Technology Building. In February, community members, students, faculty, staff, and administration gathered at the Franklin campus for a ribbon-cutting ceremony and open house. The Arts and Technology Building is the first academic expansion since the original three buildings opened in 2016, creating opportunities for enrollment growth, new community partnerships, and additional course offerings. Dr. Daryl Lampley, Columbia State Vice President of the Williamson Campus and External Services, described how the new building will help the Williamson Campus. "I've often been asked, what's the justification for another building?" Lampley said, "and the answer is pretty simple. We ran out of space." All of you are familiar with the growth of Williamson County. Well, that's correlated with the growth of this campus. It's no secret that Columbia State is one of the primary choices for higher education for Williamson County graduates, he said. The approximately 39,000-square-foot building features new classrooms, labs, and student engagement space for existing as well as new workforce-oriented programs that include information technology, networking, cyber defense, data analytics, art, and graphic design. Building features also include a student hub and a flexible instructional space with theater-style seating and a small stage. In addition, Columbia State has established a collaboration with Tennessee College of Applied Technology, Dixon, for digital graphic design and practical nursing to be taught at the Williamson campus starting in May. It also houses the Jackson IT Center and the Pamela Stevens and Tim Kaltoff Innovation Lab, which includes an innovation maker space, arts lab, and an electronic gaming room. "It's such a wonderful opportunity to be able to partner with Columbia State," Laura Travis, Tennessee College of Applied Technology Dixon president, said. "We're excited for the future, we're excited for our students, and for the partnerships that they'll have to continue their education, if they choose to, with Columbia State." Columbia State Foundation members and donors were also in attendance to tour and experience the new building. Bethany Lay, Columbia State Vice President of Advancement and Executive Director of the Columbia State Foundation, thanked them for their support of the project. "If you are here, you are part of the success," Lay said. "All of us here today, we are what puts community in our colleges," she said. "Columbia State is a phenomenal institution, and it does rival any university, not just in Tennessee, but in this country," said Dr. Flora W. Tidings, Tennessee Board of Regents Chancellor. "The quality of education that happens is number one. It cannot be replicated," she said. The Maury County Animal Shelter recently announced the hiring of Kim Raffoff as its new director. Rafoff began volunteering at the shelter 2 years ago. She then became volunteer coordinator while also starting a nonprofit, Friends of Murray County Animal Shelter, which aims to help the shelter with medical treatment and extra needs. Rafoff also started Playgroups, a program used by many successful shelters, which places animals with better adopters by teaching more about personalities, disposition, likes, and dislikes. I came in to walk dogs, and that was my main focus, and quickly you get hooked because you're very emotionally attached to these animals, and you see how much joy it gives them to get out and get enrichment, Rafoff said. In January, the shelter parted ways with former director Caitlin Stewart after 13 months on the job. Earlier that month, allegations of abuse at the shelter were raised during a meeting at the Murray County Health and Environment Committee. At the time, Murray County Mayor Sheila Butt stood behind Stewart, maintaining that progress was being made. Rafoff said she immediately began making changes the first day on the job. "The first day, every stray in the back went for outside enrichment time," she said. "They also have enrichment toys, which helps with boredom," she said. "We also changed cleaning protocols. It was stuff they were always capable of doing. It just needed to be enforced," she said. Rafoff said the shelter is also talking about an expansion. "We are talking with the county and different resources about expanding because they realize there have been no changes to that building since 2004, she said. The biggest trend being seen at the shelter is owner surrender, which Rafoff said is due in part to owners being unable to keep their pets because of rentals. "We have had probably 5 this week," she said. "The growth here has really affected us hard." Rafoff said the shelter currently has over 100 animals with only 13 employees. "The public can help by holding strays for us," she said. "There's just all different ways you can help," Rafoff said, adding that the shelter offers training to get started. "Sharing our posts is always a good way to help," Rafoff said. Those interested can also donate to Friends of Murray County Animal Shelter by visiting www.friendsofmcas.com. For adoption information, volunteer information, and messages, call 931-375-1406. The adoption center is open 7 days a week from noon to 5 p.m., and the intake center is open Tuesday through Friday from noon to 4:30 p.m. The Murray County Democratic Party will hold its quadrennial county convention on March 16th, when the Murray County Democratic Party will kick off its efforts to reelect President Biden and support Democratic candidates for state elections at all levels. The convention will be held at the Dr. Krista Sechrist Martin Recreation Center in Fairview Park, located at 871 Iron Bridge Road in Columbia, from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Doors will open at 11 and business will start at noon. A monthly open meeting of the Murray County Democratic Party will be called to order after the convention. The Murray County Democratic Party convention is part of the process for electing selectors. Selectors will choose Democratic National Convention delegates on April 6th at the Congressional District Convention. The location and time for the Congressional District Convention will be announced soon. Murray County is entitled to pick 29 of the 280 selectors for the 5th Congressional District. These selectors at the 5th Congressional District Convention will pick 5 delegates to the Democratic National Convention. The Tennessee Democratic Party will choose additional at-large delegates on April 27th. The Democratic National Convention will be held in August in Chicago. Candidates for delegate must declare themselves by March 7th. Further information for those wishing to be a candidate for delegate can be found at the Tennessee Democratic Party website at www.tndp.org under Delegate Selection. To participate in the county convention, you must have voted in the March 5th Democratic presidential primary in Murray County. Voters who will turn 18 between March 6th and November 5th are exempt from that requirement. All Democrats must sign a form pledging to support the party's presidential nominee. Democrats are encouraged to pre-register online at www.murraydems.org/2024convention. The Murray County Democratic Party is the local county affiliate of the Tennessee Democratic Party and represents the interests of tens of thousands of Democratic-leaning voters in the county. Car enthusiasts, start your engines. The highly anticipated Main Street Car Show is set for Mount Pleasant, Tennessee on March 16th, showcasing a dazzling array of classic, vintage, and exotic automobiles. This family-friendly event promises an afternoon filled with automotive marvels, entertainment, a kids zone, and community spirit. It'll take place on March 16th from 2 p.m. to 5 p.m. on Main Street in Mount Pleasant. Car shows in Mount Pleasant have been a beloved tradition in the community, bringing together car aficionados, families, and friends for an afternoon. Attendees can expect to feast their eyes on various vehicles from meticulously restored classics to sleek modern cars. Whether you're looking for an afternoon outing with your family or just love the beauty of well-maintained automobiles, there will be something for everyone at this year's show. In addition to the impressive lineup of cars, the event will feature live entertainment, food vendors, and activities for children, making it a perfect outing for the entire family. Local businesses will also participate, offering special promotions and discounts during the event. "We're thrilled to host Cruising on the Square with Kittrell Cars in Mount Pleasant," said Haverly Pennington, the Main Street director. "It's a fantastic opportunity for our community to come together, celebrate our shared love of cars, and enjoy a day filled with family fun," she said. Car enthusiasts interested in showcasing their vehicles at the Main Street Car Show can start lining up at 2 p.m. Early registration is encouraged. Don't miss out on the Main Street Car Show. Mark your calendars for March 16th and join us for an unforgettable afternoon of automotive bliss. And now your hometown memorials, sponsored by Oaks and Nichols Funeral Home. Mr. Lessel Jerry Smith, 71, retired from General Electric and Peterbilt, died Tuesday at his residence. Graveside services will be conducted on Friday at 2 p.m. at Polk Memorial Gardens. Oaks and Nichols funeral directors are assisting the family with arrangements. James Robert Tucker, a lifelong farmer from Shady Grove, passed away on March 1st at the age of 76. There will be a celebration of life on Saturday, March 16th at 11 a.m. at Edgewood Baptist Church in Duck River, Tennessee. A gathering of friends and family will precede the service starting at 9 a.m. Hometown Memorials is sponsored by Oaks and Nichols Funeral Home, serving with dignity and consideration for over 150 years.
As years go by, people may tend to forget just what a funeral is really all about. At Oaks and Nichols, we believe it's first and always a special remembrance of someone you love. We start by listening to your needs and desires. If you're unsure, we can help, gently, professionally. At Oaks and Nichols Funeral Directors, we haven't lost sight of why we're here, to serve Maury County families in the ways they prefer, and why your satisfaction is so important to Jeff Hargrove and Susie Sowell.
There's a great deal of satisfaction in serving a family and serving them well. It's an eye for detail and thoughtfulness and taking the time to see that things are done right.
We do have nice facilities and good people, and we work hard to do things well, but we don't want that to intimidate people as to what they think it will cost. Taking care of you is our primary concern.
Oaks and Nichols Funeral Directors, 320 West 7th Street in Columbia. Since 1856, people you can rely on.
For your southern Middle Tennessee weather, we will have mostly cloudy skies again today with a high of around 70 degrees. Winds will be light and variable. Tonight, we can expect more clouds with a slight chance of a rain shower. The low will be 55 degrees with light and variable winds. Let's take a break. When we come back, we'll cover state and national news that affect you. You're listening to Southern Middle Tennessee Today.
Debbie Matthews grew up and lives in beautiful Columbia, Tennessee. As a realtor, she is well-versed in homes, neighborhoods, development, and schools. She wants to share her love of her home state with others to help them find just the right place to raise a family, open a business, or develop a dream. From luxury listings to land, she can handle it all. She is the current leading producer, Nashville Realty Group. Contact Debbie Matthews Realtor at 615-476-3224. That's 615-476-3224.
Family first. My dad used to tell us that all the time. But family first wasn't just something he'd say to us. It was how he lived every day of his life. And it's how I try to live mine, too.
At Shelter Insurance, our agents are dedicated to helping provide personalized auto, home, and life protection that puts your family first.
For auto, home, life, or business insurance, see Shelter agent Tommy Hyde Jr. at 388-2009. Are you thinking about a new fence? Maybe you need a pole barn. Then you should give Sands Fence Company a call. That's 931-309-1644. Will Sands has built his business based on the principles of honesty, quality, and integrity. Sands Fence Company has been in business for over 20 years, providing the community with farm, residential, and commercial fencing, as well as pole barns and buildings. Call today for a free estimate. Sands Fence Company, 931-309-1644. 931-309-1644.
For 40 years, the Jewelers Bench has worked hard for their customers and provided the highest quality jewelry at the best price. They keep going back. Recent renovations have allowed them to expand their inventory. More high-quality jewelry, custom vintage and estate pieces, and professional jewelry and watch repairs. They also buy gold. The Jewelers Bench. Still here, still great service. 808 Trotwood Avenue, Columbia.
When you bank local, you get local expertise. Hi, this is Felicia Brown with First Farmers. We've supported families, individuals, and businesses of Middle Tennessee for over a century. You are more than an account number. You are our community, and we're committed to helping you thrive. Switch to First Farmers, visit myfirstfarmers.com, or call 1-800-882-8378. Member FDIC.
This is Trey Adcock with Dixie Equipment Sales and Rental. We sell ASV and Wacker Neuson equipment. We also rent a wide variety of compact equipment in the Middle Tennessee area. Come see us. We are located in Columbia, Tennessee at 200 East 16th Street. You can call us at 615-969-0118 or visit our website at www.dixiediesel.com. We have been in business for over 42 years and we would love to help you turn your project into reality.
Deciding what your next home will look like, cost in construction, or timing can be intimidating. At The Way Realty, our licensed general contractors help take the fear out of home building by walking you through the step-by-step process of estimating the cost and designing the look that you desire. You can even stay in your house until your new house is finished. Do you have a family farm or a piece of land you would like to build on? Our prices start at $195 a square foot and include brick and nice finishes. Come by our office and see what we can do for you at 800 Hatcher Lane in Columbia or call us at 931-580-4669.
Welcome back to Southern Middle Tennessee Today on WKOM 101.7 and WKRM 103.7. This program is sponsored in part by George Virilis and the great team at The Way Realty. I'm Tom Price. And now news from around the state. The Tennessee Department of Treasury has some, actually a lot of, money to give away. Yes, you heard that correctly. It's not a scam. Instead, the State Department of Treasury has more than $1 billion in unclaimed property that is waiting for residents to claim, Tennessee Treasurer David Lillard said. During the annual Mem to Nash conference on February 21st in Nashville, Lillard discussed the unclaimed property division, which continues to be a lesser-known program for many residents. The money is turned over to the state by businesses and organizations unable to locate the rightful owner. The division is a consumer protection program designed to ensure those missing dollars are returned to the current owners, according to a 2021 column from Lillard. Lillard said the program saw more than 65,000 claims last fiscal year, which yielded more than $68.7 million in returns for residents. Unclaimed property is when banks, credit unions, utility companies, governments, or other organizations owe you money and they cannot locate you. They report the unclaimed property to the state, and the state holds it until you claim it. Once you go online to the Tennessee Department of Treasury's website at www.treasury.tn.gov, click to search for unclaimed property. Once there, you will input as much information as you can. It asks for last name, first name, city, zip code, and property ID. A list will then come up. Search for your name and hit claim.
Lillard reminds people also to try searching with their maiden names. The default period for unclaimed property is 3 years. This is down from the previous period of 5 years. The Tennessee Department of Treasury uses a variety of methods to try to notify you about your unclaimed property. They will mail information to your home and your work, have advertisements, and host public events to help people access the unclaimed property. The easiest way to see if you have unclaimed property is by going to its website. Claimants received payments totaling $68.7 million between July 1st, 2022 and June 30th of 2023. 65,150 individuals submitted claims during this time period. Holders turned over $154.8 million to the Tennessee Department of Treasury in this period as well. The largest three categories that unclaimed money comes from are financial institutions, insurance companies, and retailer services, communications, and colleges. These three categories make up 82% of all sources for unclaimed money. Four planets are set to align in April this year, but will the alignment coincide with a total solar eclipse passing over 13 states next month? On April 4th, four planets will align on the same side of the sun as Earth. According to Starwalk, an astronomy app and developer, Venus, Mars, Saturn, and Neptune will all be visible. While full planetary alignments are rare, the alignment of 3 to 6 planets happens often. In 2024 and 2025, there will be a total of 6 planetary alignments consisting of 5 or more planets. While the events are not happening on the same day, both astronomical events are occurring days apart from one another. Planetary alignment is an astronomical term used to describe when several planets gather closely on one side of the sun. The planets will form a line, but it is almost never a straight line as the orbits are not the same. It is recommended to start viewing an hour before a local sunrise, as this is when they are most visible. During this alignment, Mars will be the first visible planet about an hour before sunrise. After Mars, Saturn will rise shortly. Neptune and Venus will be visible about the same time after Saturn. The total solar eclipse will take place on Monday, April 8th. It is set to pass through 13 total states during midday. It is the first total solar eclipse to occur in the United States since the 2017 eclipse. For most localities, the eclipse will take place between 1 and 2 p.m. Central Time. Let's take one last break. When we come back, we'll cover the final story of the day. You're listening to Southern Middle Tennessee Today.
Turner and Osborne Tire Company, 1016 South Main Street in Columbia. Give them a call at 931-388-6822. They've been doing business since 1947 and in their current location since 1964. They provide the best tire and mechanical work at some of the best prices in Middle Tennessee. Hey, they're official Michelin and Goodyear dealers, and they've got all kinds of brands as well. Stop by and see Walker Vining and his professional staff, or check them out online at turnerandosborne.com. That's turnerandosborne.com.
Don't let pain keep you out of the game. Murray Regional Physical Therapy's experienced team of therapists can help you recover from surgery, injury, or illness by designing a plan that meets your unique needs. We utilize state-of-the-art equipment and proven techniques to help you get back to doing the things you love. Schedule a consultation at any of our convenient Southern Middle Tennessee locations by calling 931-380-4014. Murray Regional Health, where clinical excellence meets compassionate care.
Have you ever wondered if your insurance needs can be personalized? This is Hunter Carey. Our team specializes in planning your insurance needs to get you the best possible solution. State Farm is the largest home and auto insurer in the country. I love bringing that to my hometown. Born and raised in Columbia, I'm grateful for our close community ties. We offer help with home, auto, and life insurance for everyone in our community. Our office is located at 909 South Garden Street, across from the fire station. We're also online at huntercarey.com. That's Hunter, C-A-R-Y.com.
Welcome back to Southern Middle Tennessee Today, and now our final story. Join Muletown Rec for their second annual egg-citing Easter egg dive. That'll be on Sunday, March 24th from 1 to 3 p.m. at Muletown Rec, located at 1446 Oak Springs Drive in Columbia. Kids can indulge in fun-filled festivities like searching for eggs in the water and below. The dive will take place in the indoor therapy pool. Egg Madness will take place in the gymnasium area, which will be a tournament-style game played with your decorated egg, and there will be prizes and pictures with the Easter Bunny. That's all for this edition of Southern Middle Tennessee Today on Kennedy Broadcasting, WKOM, WKRM Radio. I'll be back tomorrow to update you with the latest news. I'm Tom Price. Thanks for listening. Be safe and have a great day.